Have you lost a child? Don't say you've lost them. That's not accurate. This situation is about sleep, not death. Transition, not annihilation. A journey from worse to better conditions. So don't provoke God's anger, but instead appease Him. If you face this situation bravely, it can bring some comfort both to the departed and to you. However, if you do the opposite, you stoke God's anger. For if you complain while a servant is being disciplined by his master, you would only succeed in further angering the master against yourself. So don't do this. Instead, express gratitude, so even this shadow of sadness can be dispelled from you. Join with that Blessed One in saying, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away." Reflect on how many more people who are pleasing to His sight have never been blessed with children or have never earned the title of parents. "I would prefer not to be such a parent," you might say. "Surely it's better not to know that joy than to have experienced it and then lose it." No, I beg you, don't say that. Don't provoke the Lord's wrath this way. Instead, express gratitude for what you've received and glory for what you've endured to the end. Job didn't ungratefully claim, "It's better to have never received," but he thanked God both for what he received, saying, "The Lord gave," and for what he lost, he praised God, saying, "The Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord forever." He shut down his wife's negativity, defending himself against her with those profound words, "Should we only accept good from the Lord and not trouble?" Even after this, a fiercer trial befell him, but he didn't lose his resolve. He bravely endured it and brought glory to God.